Mr. Haldeman, this person.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, Bob.
I've got the first wire reaction stuff, which is good. The reaction lead is...
Hold just a minute.
Sure. Lead on the reaction story is Mansfield, and it's a Senate Democratic leader, Mike Mansfield, Sunday night hailed President Nixon's imposition of a wage price freeze and other steps to combat the nation's economic ills as harsh but very necessary measures, which is a damn good lead.
Good.
Then they pick up the quote, "I'm delighted that his patience has finally run out. I'm pleased he's facing up to the realities of the situation. He wished he had taken the steps earlier, but there's an old saying, better later than never." So that's, you know, kicked the other way. Wright Patman says, "I'm certainly glad he's taking some action. Action was needed. It was needed quickly. Certainly something will be done from this, and I think it will be constructive." Javits says, "Plan was bold and welcome, but without the freeze, we were blindly rushing to a national economic disaster." Bob Byrd, on the wire quote, though, it says, "Something had to be done, and the steps being taken by the president represented an attack on a very broad front. We believe Nixon would have, in general, bipartisan support for his program." And on economist reaction, Galbraith said the freeze was sound policy. No doubt this will benefit the consumer. Said the import tax would reverse the general 30-year tendency to lower tariffs. Milton Friedman is...
didn't like it.
Nope. Very disappointed in the wage price freeze. They are symptoms, not causes of inflation.
Yeah, I knew that.
We battled on. Then he says he agrees with the tax and spending cuts, although the 10% surcharge was not desirable. "I think on the whole, Mr. Nixon has done a fine job on the economy, and from my point of view, I think he backslipped tonight. I realize he was under enormous pressure." Governor Milliken's quote could be as significant on the domestic scene as the China announcement was on the international scene. Chrysler said it was very pleased with the proposed repeal of auto excise tax. Stastny, the president of the National Association of Home Builders, said that the Nixon had taken bold, decisively logical steps to halt growing inflation in the economy. Those are wire, you know, what the wire is moving on reaction.
Right.
So, now I got some other people stuff. Elmer Bobst says the most comprehensive and definitive action to meet with the rather distressing economic problems here and abroad ever taken by any president. He approves of every proposal, those of the president and those which the Congress must act on. His hand is still burned from applause. Gullender of the NAM is putting out a statement pledging support of American industry. They're with us all the way. Jim Suffrage of the retail clerks says he's trying to catch his breath. It was terrific, dramatic, stunning, broad in scope. Labor should generally be favorable. But what will happen at the end of 90 days? And what about the international unions that haven't negotiated yet? He says Meany will like this, but the staff won't let him praise it. It was breathtaking and dramatic. The rank and file will go with it.
Good.
Harry Van Arsdale in New York says the important thing is that the president recognized the problem and demonstrated action. I would support him.
Good.
Good. Sam Johnson of Johnson Wax says some I like and some I don't like, but it's basically a positive program. On balance, a bold, positive statement which shows a great measure of leadership.
Good to get the leadership thing. So let's hit that all
yeah.
Day.
Oh, yeah, we sure will. Don Kendall says, overall program was excellent. Has met the challenge with a very strong program. Like the challenge of prosperity with peace without war. Job development part of his remarks, very good. Research and development measures, excellent. Pleased about the cuts to federal spending. Smart move on revenue sharing and welfare delay, even though he strongly supports both measures. Wage price freeze, I'm against it. Will penalize the unions that haven't negotiated yet.
We want to do that.
President looked excellent. situation calls for strong action, and the President has more than adequately met the challenge. Jack Knight says, I approve of what the President had to say. We can't fence around with these things. We have been critical of the do-nothing policy. I intend to call each of my editors personally tomorrow and urge them to support the President.
That's good.
Herb says that after the breakfast, Knight had told him that the economy was the one area where he thought you weren't digging in hard enough. And he's very much impressed with the comprehensive approach. Larry Israel on WTOP here says, a bold, innovative move to me. The President's appearance came across well. This will give us momentum going into the fourth quarter, which means a good year in 72. Jim Copley, a strong and well-thought-out speech. Tax credits and defensive dollar abroad was particularly meaningful. Like the idea that he opened the door for more meaningful competition. I think the people will now feel the President is on top of the whole thing. That's the thing you're getting all the way through here.
Are you?
Lucille Bluford, the executive editor of the Kansas City Call, a darn good package, fully in support of income tax exemption, repeal of excise. Frank Stanton says, this was quite a laundry list, and when you said this was big, you weren't exaggerating. This will really shake things loose in a favorable way. The symbol of the President's speech was action. I'm pleased with how he's getting at these serious problems. Joe Alsop, well done. I don't understand all aspects of economics, but I do know about balance of payment problems, and the President is handling them well. It was first rate as a performance, bold and sensible. Murray Light, the editor of Buffalo Daily News. Wow, most comprehensive program since FDR. We've been calling for action on the economic front, but I don't think we expected anything like this. Bold and adventurous. Internationally, the other countries are going to be screaming bloody murder, but he had to do something drastic. It was a tough bullet for President Nixon in particular to fight. We supported both revenue sharing and welfare reform, and I hate to see him give those up, but the whole program is a hell of a good move. Which is,
We didn't throw them out. We just said, well,
right. Right. I've got some bankers here. Hageman of State Street Bank in Boston says, very good positive speech, a real assertion of leadership, a good balance to the speech, good to drop revenue sharing and welfare reform, should have closed the goal window long ago. The President inherited most of these difficulties. Fred Berman, senior partner of Lehman Brothers, his great political speech, I like most of it. The economy was going to improve anyway. The press and news media have always torn down his proposals. The psychology has always been, as a result, that Nixon cannot cope with economics. This shift in economic policy will reverse all that psychology. That's very,
very important.
Smart analysis, too. Walter Thayer says it was a blockbuster. The business community will herald it as a major step. He's 100% for it. The reaction will be bullish. Congratulations. William Dial, chairman of the board, First National Bank of Orlando. Wonderful speech, showed great leadership, gained support of 100% of the people of the South. Well-rounded program. I'll be glad to pay more when I go to Europe next week.
They don't pay more.
Not that matter.
Well, yeah, well.
George Whitney, senior partner of Whitney, says, terrific job. The President overemphasized speculators. They're smart people and we're playing up to them. Kirkland, here's Lane Kirkland's report. Quite a package. He told Hodgson this was quite a package.
Hodgson.
Did Hodgson tell you? Yeah. And he thinks he was quite impressed. They're going to have a session in the morning. Rademacher of the Postal Union said he's concerned about the raise already negotiated with the postal workers, but even if they lose it, the President has done the right thing for the country. Bunny Lasker says this was... got carried away. He says, this was absolutely fantastic. I have not felt this good in 6 months. I swear to God, this has to be marvelous. The calls I've already had from the market are ones of great excitement. The President has taken the leadership. I don't think I've been this thrilled since I was 21. We've been kicked in the tail in the past weeks by Germany and Japan and others, and finally we're taking the leadership. This was great.
Good.
Oh, Bunny.
The market will be all right.
You can't tell.
You sure can.
But these guys, indication is sure be strong. Clausen, the President of Bank of America, says, I think it was fine. We've been asking for the President to exert leadership, and he came through like a blockbuster. We may have trouble on the international side from the import tax without regard to the developed nations versus underdeveloped countries.
Maybe.
he says, what this tactic really does is buy some time for us to come up with a strategy. 90-day freeze was the biggest attention getter, and it caught him by surprise. It was the kind of leadership we want.
It's leadership over now.
Charles Wending, the chairman of Marine Midland in New York, says quite a package. Wage freeze was long overdue. No one likes it, but it's necessary. Hope that the gold thing is simply recognizing what already exists. Surcharge on imports is the right move, but I hope it won't lead to retaliation from the foreign market. The president was trying to hit it on the head. George Murphy of Irving Trust, quite a blockbuster. I applaud it. I think we face up to some of these problems. Freeze is good. It's a complicated, all-inclusive package. President of Bank of Hawaii, the president to be complimented for tackling three areas in one bundle, considerable cost of foresight. Jay Lovestone, agreed with some points, agrees with the import duty, solidly behind the 90-day provisions, hopes they will be extended and enforced, concerned with reduction of government employees, and concerned with the tax deduction of $50. Yeah, I understand that, but I don't understand why he'd be concerned about the tax deduction.
Well, that's a pretty good reaction.
The president first, his is interesting, and the president of First City National Bank in Houston, very satisfied with the speech, feels the president's measured the mood of the country, admirably made the speech, hopes that a good deal of clarification of the terms will be made. There were too many details, a great deal of uncertainty in many of the aspects, but it will be a thoroughly accepted program. But he wonders how the Secretary of the Treasury will respond. Interesting. The Stuart Siloway of IDS said the speed up of the $50 tax credit is fine. He wouldn't give the 7% tax credit on automobiles because 72 is going to be a good year for cars anyway. Investment tax credit should have been done earlier. 90-day freeze should be related to productivity. Because the Germans and Japs work harder than we do. And the import tax frightens. That's the closest to a negative one, isn't it? Gabe Hauge says, quite a speech, sweeping decisions, cuts the ground out from the critics. And Brady Black of the Philadelphia Inquirer says, it was a great talk. Major impact is going to be psychological. Immediate reaction will be very good. It had to be done, and now it's being done. However, I think cutting federal, not sure about what will happen when the freeze expires. However, I think cutting federal spending and personnel will be particularly reassuring to the American working. Leonard Goldenson at ABC says the basic concept was very good. President King proved strong and delivered himself well. Pleased with what he's doing in foreign trade. Sound integrated package. Question three. Martin Hayden. Because I have kind of mixed emotions. We've been against a surtax on imports over the years, and we're worried about the possibility of retaliation. But reduction in government employment and in the budget is good. Wilbur Mills will love it. I suppose the freeze had to be, but the real question is what happens at the end of it. As to gold, it's the type of devaluation I think it's good. I'd be in favor of it. Tax credit should increase jobs, and the excise tax suspension is a great deal in Detroit, and we're very much for it. Most revolutionary program since Franklin Roosevelt.
Fair number of those.
Pierre Renfray, this is on the wire now, says this was the most thrilling economic speech I've ever heard, a blockbuster. Sure. For the first time in more than 3 years, I feel proud to be a Republican economist. This is the economic equivalent of going to China. Treasury Secretary John Conley is now the key economic man in the White House without a doubt. These actions mean an abandonment of the do-nothing policy of George Shultz. That's all right. George, take that. I won't bother George. Here's UPI analysis by Kempster. Now, this is their first economic analysis lead. President Nixon's bold and sweeping change in economic policy was a tacit admission his 30-month-old game plan failed to achieve the lower unemployment. So, all the steps of the but did not spell out the course and procedure. Manager of Ernst & Ernst in New York says, I don't fully understand everything, but I'm delighted he's taken action. I like what he's doing. I'm very pleased of it. Strongly approve of the 90-day price freeze, the tax on imports, and the cut in government spending. I think the reaction of people would be good. Chairman of Harold Life in Jacksonville says, a brilliant attempt to restore the American people's confidence in their economy. Terrific. The best thing that's been done. Batten of J.C. Penney says, under the circumstances, some kind of action needed to be initiated. We can't grip. The cycle has to be broken. It's a calculated risk. It's well worth it. I'm glad he announced revision of the previous program. Bo Weicker thought it was a fine speech. He's with the president 100%. We'll stay with him. The president has a lot of guts, and he admires him. He hopes the nitpickers will not start any of the nonsense that the president should have done more in one area over another. Bobby Griffin, just plain great. Great for Michigan. Couldn't be better. Were tickled pink. Saxby thought the speech was great, feels the statement on 10% increase on foreign trade was bold, but is justified, he will go along with all of it. Mahon says it's a good thing from what I know of it, I'll have to study the address before I analyze the proposal, I'm generally favorable. Ribicoff, the speech was very appropriate, although a little late, very good stuff and necessary. I will look at it sympathetically when it comes to the Core Finance Committee. We're in a trade war and I'm concerned with foreigners. Joe Wagner says the most forceful statement yet by the president. On balance, a good address, but 3 years late. Feels the president made a mistake by limiting controls to 3 months. Should have made it clear he would extend. Generally favorable. Keith Wilson, the editor of the Omaha World Herald, a little bit more sweeping than any felt it would be, but we support the move to devalue the dollar abroad while the president takes firm and effective measures on a coherent and cohesive program, and one we can be hopeful about. Jackson Betts of Ohio, all of his proposals are very good. The wage price freeze would be very popular. So it's, okay. Looks like
good initial reaction.
A pretty good initial reaction, right.
Right.
Okay. Charles Schultz was on TV, the former budget guy, said he thought it would bring immediate favorable economic impact. Tom Wicker said the president scored considerable political success. Saw it as a graphic demonstration of the immense power of incumbents. So I think the negative is pretty muted and at this point limited to the same kind of negative as China. You know, they're saying I don't know what it means. I got to study it.
Yeah. What's going to happen?
And, yeah, that's fine, but what'll happen when we take the freeze in? If it gets this kind of reaction and kicks the thing up, then the other stuff's pretty much going to take care of itself.
I feel it really does kick
Okay. Fine, Bob.
Thank you.
Okay.